Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. This is Thursday, and it is time for another slice of fresh bread. We're in Daniel, we're in chapter 12, and the events surrounding Antiochus Epiphanes have been prophesied in the days of Daniel with extraordinary detail, yet of extrapolation, of enhancement that seems to look at a worldwide movement of an antichrist, that Antiochus Epiphanes was an antichrist that is against the king and his kingdom there among God's covenant people. But it is being described that before the second advent of Christ, there would be another man of lawlessness who would rise up against the king. And that indicates a great spiritual war that would take place, that continues to take place throughout the ages. That Daniel 12 brings us to that reality in verse 1. At that time shall arise Michael, the great prince, who has charge of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never has been since there was a nation till that time. But at that time your people shall be delivered, everyone whose name shall be found written in the book. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the sky above, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. But you, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Well, here we have Daniel being informed that this significant movement is toward the end of time. And at the end of time, there would be this great rebellion that would seemingly overcome the covenant people of God, the church of the living God, and the purposes of God. Yet God shall bring it to a swift end, and none of his true church shall be lost. You hear the words of Jesus, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That his people will remain firm to the end. Their perseverance is the evidence that they are being preserved by the hand of God through the Spirit of God and the Word of God. And his church triumphant will stand to the end, even in the midst of all of this rebellion and evil that is taking place surrounding the people of God. Well, that is what is being described in this moment. Michael, the very one who is given charge of God's covenant people by King Jesus himself, will fight for them, will uphold them, and they will be empowered by the Spirit of God, led by the Word of God, with their eyes focused upon Christ who is coming, and with one little breath shall do away with the Antichrist, the world, the flesh, the devil, and all of that shall be cast into the everlasting fire. But those whose names are written in the book of life shall shine as stars forever. Folks, ours is not to know all the details of all of these occurrences and prophecies, yet the end is sure. Christ wins the victory when he returns, and all of those who are in Christ will persevere, and all of those who persevere in Christ will be affirmed by their names, which have been written by the pen that is dipped into the blood of Jesus to write their names in the book of life, and none shall be able to take it away, that they will stand to the end. And that is God's people preserved by God's grace through the glory of the Son of God and his saving grace. So do not fear the onslaught of the evil one. Stand firm in Christ, put on the armor of Christ. Christ will preserve you. His angelic host will surround you, and the Lord will bear us up into eternity until that day when all of his enemies will be cast into hell. But those who are written in the book of life will bring them into the new heavens and the new earth, where we shall rule and reign over the angels for our Savior in a new heavens upon a new earth, now and forevermore. So join me tomorrow for another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.